miss out.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of our show, and it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's kind of an unusual talk show format where, we'll take calls about anything, as you've probably heard in the last segment. And we're kicking off the third hour of tonight's program. You can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact on Skype. And our phone number, one more time, 855-450-FREE. Okay, so we do actually have a call on the line on Skype right now. Let's go to Skype, gentlemen, and we're going to talk with Kelvin. Hi, Kelvin. So tell me more about what's on your mind. We kind of got disconnected there a little bit in the last segment. Just got a chance to say your name.
Yes, good evening, folks. First of all, I wanted to mention a quick thing about Bitcoin. If you want to help promote Bitcoin, reply to the organizations which are asking for donations and stuff. Ask them to if they accept Bitcoin. And I go as far as to say, hey, I'll donate if you'll accept Bitcoins. And I don't know but he said, okay, that's a great idea. We'll do it. It's always, we'll talk to somebody and we'll find out. In fact, the last time Wikipedia had a drive, and I told them the same thing, and they came back with some ridiculous excuse about how they were used as their responsibility and their benefactors or something ridiculous like that, and offered to get them in touch with that.
Kelvin, your audio's breaking up a little bit. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, but I was thinking of that exact example when he said that he replies to organizations and asks them if they'll take Bitcoin and says that he'll donate, because I remember this thing with Wikipedia where there were lots of people trying to get them to accept Bitcoins, and they ultimately said no, and I bet when they hit that high of $260 for one Bitcoin, was it last week or the week before, they were probably kicking themselves because they could have gotten a lot of Bitcoins when they were, a lot lower in terms of U.S. dollars. I'm really excited about Bitcoin. I mean, I think it's going to be great.
I did the same thing that Kelvin did here, is I wrote the Wikimedia organization and, asked them to accept Bitcoins. And
did you get a reply?
I did get a reply. They just said something to the effect of, thank you for your email and interest in supporting free knowledge. The Wikimedia Foundation is a donor-driven organization and has a fiduciary duty to be responsible and prudent with its money. And I there's other things to the email that they said, but
give us money, not Bitcoin.
Well, right. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, you're responsible for being responsible with people's money. But your money, is what they say, being responsible and prudent with its money. I'm not talking about your money. Please be responsible and prudent with your money. I'm talking about my money that I want to give you.
Right.
So the tone of it really is exasperating, because what they said was essentially your donation money is our money, and we'll accept it the way we think is prudent and fiduciarily responsible. Screw you. I'm not giving you anything. I gave Wikimedia a donation every year when they did their drive. And then I asked them to take Bitcoins, and this is what they sent back. I didn't know whether or not I was going to donate to them at that point, but when they sent this was their reasoning. Their reasoning is that they have a fiduciary duty to be responsible and prudent with its money. We, as a donor-driven organization, they have a responsibility and duty to be a fiduciary duty to be responsible and prudent with its money. It just the assumption that my money is already theirs, I just found just really, what? It just scalded my ears.
Well, yeah. If it makes you feel any better, Mark, that I think that might have been a form letter that wasn't really directed at you particularly.
They had a form letter for people asking about bitcoins, though, donating in bitcoins. So basically, they insulted everybody who offered to donate in bitcoins.
Well, you know, I'm going to be moderating a panel about nonprofits in the Bitcoin economy at the Bitcoin Conference 2013, which we talked about a little bit earlier on the show. And I also volunteer with an organization, Free Aid, which Free Aid just recently became, as far as we know, the first primarily Bitcoin-based charity out there. And as I was looking at some of the materials that we were preparing for the conference, I saw that on this Bitcoin demographic survey, they asked people about what things have they used bitcoins to do, because they have this reputation for, oh, you know, people buying drugs online on the Silk Road, right? So that turned out not to be the case. The most common use of bitcoins was actually for donations. About 55% of Bitcoin users who had taken that survey used them for donations.
That's because companies that will accept donations are more likely to be flexible about accepting a donation rather than a company. They're just, you know, companies are doing business, their people are doing business and dollars with them.
Right.
And I think that since it's more of an agreement, you know, as a donor, you have more power than you do as a customer, I believe. So I think that makes perfect sense.
You know, this raises one of the biggest questions for me about Bitcoin. Now, I love Bitcoin. I don't want to be gotten wrong on that. But is Bitcoin really a currency, or is it just a payment system?
I think it's both of those things. You know, there is. I mean, if we look at the definition of what is a currency, what makes money money, Bitcoin fits all those definitions.
Interesting. I mean, because like I wonder, its value is based upon. I guess I can kind of, maybe I'm playing devil's advocate. I can kind of see where a company, I mean, yes, okay, we're a nonprofit. We want as much money as we can possibly get from you. Please just give us money. We'll take it however we can. But at the same time, it does seem to be a bit of a mess, you know, to somehow work out, because these nonprofits.
Are you talking about the price of bitcoins in terms of U.S.
dollars? Yeah, because, all right, how much did you make? Well, I don't know. When I received it, I made 200, but then when I got it the next day, it was 50. So I'm not sure.
That happened one day. But BitPay.com and a couple of other sites are now making it relatively easy. They can get you money very quickly if you're a business and turn it into dollars. And I think that that's what most of these organizations are doing, is that they're basically taking their bitcoins that they've been donated, quickly turning them into dollars, and you know, they've got the dollars and they're doing what they're wanting to do with them, and they're happy that they've gotten the dollars.
Yeah. So I guess maybe that's really the answer. If there's more organizations like BitPay, or if BitPay just got more wider adoption, either one, that would solve that problem. Because it's odd to me, because
but some people use BitPay and keep the bitcoins. They don't change it to dollars.
Right. Well, that's fine too. But it's a very odd. Bitcoin is very odd to me, because we base its value, the average person, well, even more than the average person, bases its value on a government issued currency.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. That I don't think there's too many people out there that are thinking in bitcoins the way that they look at prices.
It's really hard to do that.
Yeah, it's very hard to do it because it's moving all the time, up and down. It hasn't reached the kind of equilibrium it needs to reach in order to be used, I think, on a mass scale as a currency. I think that it has to be used as a currency in order to reach its equilibrium.
Right.
But I don't think it's reached that equilibrium, which is preventing sort of mass adoption.
Right. And then that's the thing. I mean, and of course, it's kind of a chicken and the egg, I guess, because the mass adoption needs to be there for it to be that, but then it can't be that without the mass adoption. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I guess I can understand. I mean, that was a total jerk move, in my opinion, on Wikimedia Foundation to send an email like that and to make the claim. But somehow, no, that's our money.
That it's irresponsible for them to accept bitcoins. You know, if they would have said, look, we're frightened that if we accept bitcoins that we're somehow going to be lumped in with people, with peddlers of drugs and weapons or whatever, I would have accepted that. State what your reasons are, but, their definition just made me, irritated me.
Sure. Let's bring Kelvin back on and see if we can give him the last word. Kelvin?
Mark, you captured everything I wanted to say in my whole experience with trying to convince them, so I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Kelvin, for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
We don't need callers. Come on. I could just talk and talk and talk.
You captured everything he wanted to say, Mark. That's pretty good.
My line here in response to them is, I appreciate that you're being responsible and prudent with the dollars that I have donated in the past, but I didn't write you about your money. I wrote you about my money that I'm trying to give you.
Sticking it to him here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. More coming up.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit America'sBestValueInn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
The It's Not My Fault My Computer Is Running Slow support group will come to order. Ready?
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Excuse me?
Yes, Barry?
Isn't it somebody's fault when your computer slows down?
I think it's Barry's fault.
Thanks, Barry, for slowing down my computer.
If your computer is running slow, it's not always your fault. What you want for your slow computer is cleanpcnow.com. CleanPCNow is a new way to keep your computer running at its top speed. First, go to cleanpcnow.com. To download a free diagnostic, and in minutes, we can find out what's slowing down your computer. Then you can easily activate CleanPCNow software to optimize your computer's performance. And with CleanPCNow, there's an honest-to-goodness live person available to answer your questions. CleanPCNow means an end to bringing someone into your home to fix your computer. Go to CleanPCNow.com today and get your free diagnostic. That's CleanPCNow.com. First we screen it, then we clean it. CleanPCNow.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call Free Talk Live by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, Or you can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm on your Skype contacts list. And once we accept your contact list, you'll be able, or excuse me, contact request, you'll be able to call in.
Oh, I was, we were talking in the last segment about being able to buy things with bitcoins, and I think it's important that businesses take bitcoins and people do interactions and transactions with, I guess, transactions with bitcoins in order to get it to be a more commonplace thing. We were talking about not-for-profits, but there is a for-profit business out there, or at least a website where you can go and purchase more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Most of them are consumer electronics vein. They're on that are 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. So I guess to say that it's a for-profit business may not be entirely accurate, but it is not a not-for-profit business because they're not, don't have any kind of 501c3 status or anything like that. It's just a project by a man commonly known as Bitcoin Jesus in order to get
he Bitcoins. Profits from spreading the good word about Bitcoins, right?
I suppose we all do profit from his
profits spreading. Don't make profit.
It's the easiest way to turn your Bitcoins into real-world items. It's bitcoinstore.com. Ian, my co-host, actually did a purchase from there and was very happy with the purchase. There's free shipping on orders over $100, and it's $5 flat rate shipping on orders below. So bitcoinstore.com, go give them a try. The only thing is you can't use Federal Reserve notes, only bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com.
Oh, too bad. We're going to just have to use bitcoins. I think that's great. Okay, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live, and we do have a phone call on the line. Let's talk to Bill listening in Oklahoma. Hi, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Didn't think I was going to come up after a plug for Bitcoin, a technology that I had so much hope for, but now all hope has been crushed thanks to government.
Why do you say that?
Well, Bitcoin sounds like a good theory. It seems to be one of those things that are good in theory, but not good in practicality. When you've got something that you're using that's backed by other fiat currency, that just leaves technology to be exploited through social engineering means. Now, granted, there's this...
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Before you go on, what do you mean Bitcoins is backed by other fiat currencies?
It's backed by the U.S. dollar, or it's backed by the Canadian dollar, and it's backed by the yen, and
not really. I mean, there might be an exchange rate between Bitcoins and U.S. dollars, but the value of a Bitcoin is not tied to the value of U.S. dollars.
Right, but at the end of the day, Bitcoin's being treated more like a commodity than it is a currency anyway.
That's people correct. Absolutely. Bitcoins are being used, being treated currently as more of a virtual commodity than anything else. But that the reason that they're being used as a virtual commodity is because people have a hope or a belief, probably a belief, a hope might be pushing it, that they will be used one day in a majority fashion as a currency. That's why people are spending upwards, in some cases, of $200 for a Bitcoin.
I would argue that by saying that only a small portion of that population is hoping that it would be adopted as a currency, because a lot of people are having fun with this because of the bubble idea. The get-rich-quick mentality keeps coming in and out of play in something like this. And
think that the people who are paying money for Bitcoins want it to be a currency? I mean, it really hasn't been adopted on a mass scale, and it's not easy to buy one of these things. You almost have to be a zealot in order to have been involved at this point. Yeah, some of the zealots, I think, got excited, and you saw a spike and then came down. I don't know the bubble's the right term, because if that's the case, Bitcoin's been, it's bubbling like champagne. The bubbles just keep on coming. A bubble tends to mean that pops and goes away. But it's more like it just keeps on spiking and going up, and it's still continuing to go up.
My biggest concern with Bitcoin, I like the idea of being, an independent currency and being able to buy things with it, but my only problem is that, when it takes U.S. dollars to buy it,
But that's
well,
what
not
anything that's valuable is somebody's going to want to buy with U.S. dollars or money, right?
Well, and that's not even necessarily true either. Actually, You can get bitcoins as donations. You can trade your labor for bitcoins. You could barter something for bitcoins. You don't have to buy them with U.S. dollars.
No, that's true, but then what's the base? Okay, you can get paid in bitcoins for your work, but then what are you basing the value on? Well,
The individuals agree on.
No, you're right, but you're not basing it. Is my work worth 0.5 bitcoins or is it worth $200?
If you couldn't spend U.S. dollars on them, they'd be worthless, and then you'd complain that they were worthless. What is your point?
Well, I mean, that's what I was saying. It could be social engineered. My only biggest hang up on having it.
Stocks can't be socially engineered.
Right,
every
other commodity out there isn't socially engineered.
You talk about stocks. Well, we have this huge bureaucracy called the SEC that tries to clamp down on something like this. Whereas you have a free reign market to manipulate Bitcoin however you wish. And yes, people are manipulating it. But the fear being is if you've got an entity that can go out and print money just on a whim, right? Just crank out the dollar bills and then say, okay, who wants this dollar for your exchange of your Bitcoin? I'm willing to pay you top dollar for it. All of a sudden, now it's a mass race that somebody, let's say the government, a government entity, not going to mention any government, but an entity, does a land run on the Bitcoin, and now you do have a no longer a decentralized currency. It's now owned by somebody, and that's my biggest fear.
Even if one entity had a lot of Bitcoins, like, for instance, Satoshi Nakamoto probably has a lot of Bitcoins, that doesn't mean that he owns the Bitcoin network or that he controls it. The Bitcoin network is made up of a lot of computers contributing computing power and solving these algorithms. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Until the very last Bitcoin is minted, there is a limit.
In 30 years from now.
Yes, I know that. I mean, that's the
only. You think the dollar is going to make it 30 years? See, this is the thing. I understand it's not perfect, but you look at what your options are.
Well,
I mean,
right, but
every time you use dollars, you participate in the dollar marketplace. You're backing up the organization that issues these dollars. Do you consider that to be a moral organization that uses its money wisely? I'm just saying, you got to participate in something.
There's flaws in the design of Bitcoin. That's all I was pointing out. And that wasn't even the point of what I was calling it about anyway, but that's okay.
Well, hold on. I have a couple of other points I wanted to address. I mean, if the Fed were to buy up a bunch of Bitcoins, Bitcoins would become way more valuable, right?
Sure.
And so people who have them who are not the Fed.
That's if they're willing to sell it.
Sure, or if they're willing to trade it for something.
It's hard to buy and sell. If you've got another point, we're happy to
hold
you
on
over.
The line,
but don't expect that you're going to talk about something and then we're not going to talk about that something, whatever that something is, especially when it's a topic that I'm particularly passionate about.
855-450-FREE if you want to tell us what you think about bitcoins or whatever's on your mind. More coming up. Stay tuned right here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday three-way enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy. Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Glad you're joining us tonight. You can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, or get in touch with LRN.FM on Skype.
If you've considered getting some storable foods for emergency situations, please check out food.freetalklive.com. There we have the Legacy Premium brand that we represent, and it's the only one that is GMO-free or MSG-free or artificial flavor-free or preservative-free. It's the only one that's any of those, and it's all of those. You can get it for less than $1.50 a meal. That's a really great deal. Tell me where you can get $1.50 a meal.
Cheaper than any fast food place.
And it's good food, and it's good tasting food. Go to food.freetalklive.com, check out get the Mega Sampler Pack that we've got there, and you will see that they've got a huge variety of meals. Those meals are sealed, and they'll last for 25 years. They're flush, the Mylar pouches are flushed with nitrogen, and they've got an oxygen absorber in there just to make sure that there's not going to be any oxygen oxidizing your food. It'll be ready when you need it. Whatever the situation might be, it's pest. They come in buckets, so they're pest proof. They, it doesn't matter if they get wet. There's free shipping on all orders. They've got vegetarian and gluten free options. All around, this is the best food in price, storability, and taste. Food.freetalklive.com.
All right, Mark, let's go back to the phones. And Brian, let's go back to the phones and talk to Bill, listening in Oklahoma. And Bill, we were in the middle of a heated discussion about some of the concerns that you had about bitcoins. And you said that wasn't even what you originally called to talk about, but I think we have to kind of continue some of that conversation.
We do? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about, Bill?
Well, the reason I called originally was I caught the podcast from a couple of weeks ago, and I guess you, Brian, and Mark were talking about television and how cable companies are losing patrons to others that are getting their I guess their TV fix from online sources. And I was just going to share that I just recently got what's called an Android set-top box recently, and was going to share how I was using that to get my television fix as opposed to
let's hear it.
Okay. Well,
what are you watching?
Right now, I'm not watching anything right now. I'm talking to you guys, but normally
can I see CSI? Can I see the Big Bang Theory? Can I see Revolution? Can I see The Americans?
You could see just about anything you want.
Okay.
I know Brian's very versed in some of the websites that are out there that are on the gray fence of legality. I guess One Channel is one of them. The Free TV Project is another.
Yeah.
What I have installed in my particular Android box is this, like a front end, I guess you would call it, that makes it look like you're using an actual cable box, and it enables you to pull feeds and links down from hosting websites, and so that you can pretty much watch anything you want. The only drawback, of course, is live sports. Because two reasons. Number one, my internet is brought to me by Campbell's Food. I got two cans and a string to get my connection, so it's faulty at best. That's issue number one. But issue number
two. Are you serious?
I live in the sticks, and we're one of the people. I live outside Oklahoma City, so I live out.
You're literally using soup cans to get your.
No. I mean, he's just.
No.
Figuratively using soup cans.
It was just a really bad analogy.
Did he say literally?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was serious.
No,
I was like, how do you do that?
No.
Stephanie, do you know that there used to be a game where kids would take soup cans and put string between them and talk into, one person would talk into
telephone, right?
Okay, telephone is the game where you whisper something in somebody's ear and a story,
right.
And then they, whisper the same story into somebody else's ear and then another person, and pretty soon it gets back to you.
Yeah, I know the thing with the soup cans, but they're actually, so my... I had a friend at one point who was doing something where he was trying to amplify the Wi-Fi signal, and he was using, like, cans to do it. So
yeah,
I thought maybe Bill was serious.
Yeah, you can focus.
That would be Pringles cans, and I've done that too, but that's only when I'm trying to borrow somebody else's internet, not necessarily just be mine.
Okay.
The one issue is I have a really bad internet connection, and number two, the sports fees go down generally as fast as they go back up. So it's like whack-a-mole, so that it's not really conducive to watching a really long sporting event, but otherwise...
So how is your picture quality? Is it...
I have a television that only does 1080i. Maximum.
Right.
And so,
but are you getting, because of the lack of internet, are you getting a lot of pixelation, like big blocks or anything?
Actually, no. A lot of the plugins that come in with, I guess you're familiar with XBMC,
right.
Which is the front end I'm using. It has a lot of plugins.
Yeah, what that is, it's a graphic interface that, makes everything look pretty. That way you're not messing around with a bunch of buttons, and it just makes everything very efficient and brings it all up to you. It's a really, really nice free open source program. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And a lot of the plugins that you can get for the use of that software has... configurations, individualized configurations, so I could adjust the bandwidth on each plugin so that I could match it with my existing speed, or at least make a guesstimation of how fast my speed is. And then what XBMC does, that does a really good job, apparently, is that it caches a lot of the video in intervals, so I can get a constant picture. The only time that Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That way, even if your internet's weak, you're still getting a good-looking picture because it's already kind of backed up a lot of the show. Now, the thing is how easy was this for you to do? I think that's the question a lot of listeners would want to know.
It's awesome. The particular box I get, you can find these boxes coincidentally on places like eBay. They're hot sellers on eBay. This particular model that I got came with onboard Wi-Fi. So all I had to do was plug it in, the video and audio outputs to you know, and then turn it on, and it was working from the moment I plugged it in. There is a bit of a learning curve, though, because it only comes with so many plugins when you first get it, so you have to, like, know how to go about getting additional plugins for shows that you specifically are looking for, because not all of the plugins cater to every single show out there.
So definitely not as easy as hooking up a cable box. Right.
No, not yet. It's getting there, but not quite yet.
Well, that's it. It's got to get there. And I think it's awesome what you did, but yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's got to get there.
At some point or another, it has to get there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the easier it gets, the more ubiquitous it's going to be. And then
right.
at some point or another, people are going to, you know, go this direction.
Right. Sounds awesome.
My in-laws are paying more than $100 a month for their satellite, and it doesn't cost a satellite distributor anything more to add somebody. It's just kind of this business model, and those situations always the price is always the first thing to change. It costs at one point or another when we had satellite, it was like $75 a month. My mother wanted me to get it because when she came up to visit, she wanted to be able to see stuff on TV.
Wow, so you're expected to pay $75 a month
she,
so that she can watch
it.
TV.
Oh. She subsidized it.
Right on.
So, but and she would have to in order for me to do such a thing.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. Well, now they're trying to sell those packages of cable with, like, bundled with, other services, right, to try to entice people to get that, to do the upsell to a cable package, along with, like, you know, maybe a landline phone or something
I think they're just kind of using things that work together. Go ahead.
Say they're also doing the opposite too. They're penalizing people for just taking the internet. So,
right.
Yeah. So I mean, you get like a couple bucks off if you get the three, the TV, the phone, and the internet. But if you go straight internet, because you can get your own television or television programs for free, they really jack up the price of the internet.
Right. Bill, thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate your call. This is Free Talk Live, and you can call us at 855-450-FREE. One more segment coming up. Maybe time to squeeze in your calls. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition, and guess what? It's the last segment of the show, but there's still time to squeeze your calls in if you make them at 855-450-FREE or call LRN.FM on Skype. Actually, add us as a contact first. And, yeah, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. And it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark. You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. Make free trade work for you. Save On Meds has pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you 75% off of heart medication, cholesterol medication, cancer drugs, and more through inspected factories, independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25 a pill in the U.S. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Save On Meds. You can only get to them through that telephone number. They don't even have a website because they don't want to be mixed up in all that whole internet pharmacy rigmarole that's out there.
Hmm. All right. So I just want to let everybody know that there's a way to help out Free Talk Live and get some benefits, too. I just want to mention the AMP program, and it's at amp.freetalklive.com. What it is you donate voluntarily $5 a month, at least, to Free Talk Live, and what you get in exchange for that is a commercial-free podcast feed, access to the AMP call-in lines, special section on the forum, and you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping to spread the message of liberty and help Free Talk Live grow. So one more time, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And Mark, okay, so we never got to our cliffhanger, which was what do people actually feel concerned about in their lives that the news doesn't cover?
Well, this is actually perfect. We push the topic early on in the show and then don't pay it until the very last segment.
You got to listen to it all.
You got to listen to the whole show to find out. Americans, I'm gonna recap though because I don't think anybody remembers. We're being told that there's important stories out there, either through the media, through politicians, things like the gun debate and gun ownership and immigration. But these aren't issues that Americans are actually worried about. Gallup's done polls in February, March, and April of this year and asked people the open-ended question, what do you think is the most important problem facing the country today? Now, the answers here, they've got different percentages, but let me ask you, how many percentage points does the answer need to get in order to be considered an important problem?
I don't know. It seems pretty arbitrary.
It does seem arbitrary. Yeah. But many
20%?
Of these, many of these that are listed, only one gets 20%.
Wow.
The economy in general is the answer that gets 20%. 18% say unemployment and jobs, which, you know, kind of specific, less specifically or more specific to the economy. I
yeah,
guess.
They're related, yeah. Definitely.
Dissatisfaction with government comes in number three. Now, I don't expect politicians to ever address this. When are politicians going to address the dissatisfaction with government? I heard recently, I didn't check into it, maybe I should have, that they got rid of the rules on themselves for doing insider trading.
Right.
They got rid of their own rules
wow.
about whether or not they're doing insider trading. So they basically
did that while nobody was
yes,
watching.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did it during the whole Boston thing going
Martha
on there.
Martha Stewart can't do it, but we can.
That's right, because they're a different class of individual. So that ought to fix that dissatisfaction with government thing. Number 11, which is still essentially the economy, the federal budget deficit and federal debt. So spending of the government is that's still in the double digits at 11%. But after that, it's health care, which I thought the government fixed that. I thought it was all fixed. The government said that I've got to pay, I've got to buy some insurance, and if I don't, they'll put me in jail.
That solved the problem.
That's
real good.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Ethical and moral and family decline came in at 5%. I think we're getting down to less important numbers, though, here. If 5% of Americans say that this is the most important problem facing the country today, that I don't know whether this would be considered an important issue, but it goes
yeah,
down.
Yeah, but the Republicans talk about that all the time. At least, like, a certain strain of social conservatives, I should say.
Are constantly talking about it. And
yeah.
I think that I tend to agree to some extent, but I don't agree with their answers in those areas. And I think that whatever your family looks like, it's flawed. So to say that, you know, other people
wow.
with other flawed families are somehow more flawed, I don't get that logic at all.
See, most people would say whatever your family looks like, it's okay. But Mark says
yeah.
it's flawed.
It's the truth, isn't it? I mean, come on. We're all fallible individuals. And when you put two fallible individuals together, the chances of them getting perfect are really slim. So therefore, you're going to have, you know, a flawed family. And don't go judging other people's families and saying, oh, well, that family has more Y chromosomes than it should, or whatever. Oh, God.
Or not enough.
Yeah.
I'm just glad if only 5% of Americans are worried about morals and all that stuff, I feel like I'm doing my job. I am succeeding in my little battle against social conservatism.
Here, immigration and guns do show up on the list at 4% here for April 2013. So 4% of people actually are, I guess 8% are convinced of what the mainstream media is talking about is actually important stuff.
Well, I think that says more that people aren't listening to the mainstream media. They're listening to their social media.
And what I find even more frightening is just as many people are scared about the situation with North Korea.
Really?
I think that's the most important issue. Really? You think those people, what are they going to do, use a slingshot to get their nuclear weapons over here? Big, giant rubber bands. I think that something could very well happen there, but I don't think it's going to affect the mainland of the United States.
No, you know, I'm kind of reminded of the beginning to Iron Man 2, where they're saying, oh, everybody's got these Iron Man suits. The American government needs the Iron Man suit. And then Tony Stark actually shows them and says, oh, yeah, look how far behind they are. People are dying. And, you know, every technology they have is like 50 years behind. It's like, yeah, it looks like we solved this problem. And that's what they're doing. They're exaggerating about what North Korea can do.
I wouldn't know what they could do or couldn't do, but I suspect that if they can do something, they were given that power by either China or the United States' preferred trading partner or the United States. And I mean, let's be serious. How did they get this this information? I don't fear North Korea, but they're really rattling the saber, and they're almost to the point where they're essentially into the force or fraud realm, and that's frightening to me because when they
What's
start
the force or fraud realm?
They're threatening. They basically told Japan that if Japan tries to shoot down their nuclear weapons with their missiles, that they will then fire nuclear weapons and incinerate Japan, which doesn't make any sense, which is even more frightening,
wow.
but you know, if they say if somebody says, I'm going, you know, has a gun on their hip and says, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
I consider that person to be a threat.
Right.
And I find them very, very disturbing. If I'm surprised the United States government hasn't done something. Now, if the government's listening, here's my solution. Tell China to take over North Korea. Tell them you'll give them $100,000 a day, or excuse me, $100 million a month to feed the North Koreans so the Chinese government doesn't actually have to pay for it, and they can just go in and quietly take over and take the reins of power out of these nut jobs' hands.
Well, I think we may see the American government, not the people, the American government do something probably around May 1st.
Why May 1st? Is that it's fighting season?
Something like that.
Wars tend to start around May 1st.
May Day has importance to some people, and I don't think it's missed on the government.
So you
historically, it hasn't been either.
You got 9 days here until May Day.
Well, we'll see.
Can you explain that a little bit more? What would the importance be?
I don't know if I can explain.
You got 1 minute, Brian.
I don't know if I can explain it very quickly, but these people have an importance with dates. Just as much as they like to nationalize holidays, they seem to enjoy going into Iraq and Libya on the same exact day in March, go down another laundry list of conflicts that they did. They seem to enjoy mass killings in April. They seem to enjoy, you can go down the list of recent tragedies that have occurred in April alone, some of them on the same exact day. And then May Day, it seems like things, you know, it's just an oddity. And whether or not these people are basing their actions upon, you know, I suppose this could be considered conspiratorial, that whether or not these government officials are basing their actions based upon religious holidays, like May Day originally was, that's up to, to everybody to decide.
What was
Googling
the
wars started on May 1st doesn't bring anything.
Well, not necessarily wars, but like actions. Like the I'm caught flat-footed. I'd have to look into them. But on May Day, there is an important thing to that.
So you're saying it could be.
Yeah, just a possibility. I'm totally throwing out conjecture.
Well, it's time for us to say May Day because we're done. So you can visit our website, freetalklive.com. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark. Check out freestateproject.org, too.
Oh, for more liberty in our lifetime. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.